Genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brains.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Ah, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turn now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're on every day, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock, here on KKZZ AM 1400, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura County. You can also hear us streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura. If all of this sounds like National Public Radio, well, you're getting the idea. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is NPR done right. If you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008, 639-0008, or if you're outside of the county, it's area code 805-639-0008. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is contradictions. We're going to have two topics that run anathema to one another: balanced living on the first half hour, and indulgence foods in the second half hour. In the first half hour, we're going to talk to a leading authority on overcoming anger by treating the nutritional imbalances in our diet. In the second half hour, we're going to talk to a man who manufactures one of the products that create that nutritional imbalance in our diet, ice cream. If you're confused, so am I. If you want to join in the conversation, call us at 639-0008. My first guest, Kathleen O'Bannon, is a nutritionist, a speaker, author of 7 books. Her latest book, The Anger Cure, a step-by-step program to reduce anger, rage, negativity, violence, and depression in your life, helps people to change their lives, become healthier, and free of anger. She's going to teach us how to take control of our emotions using the latest nutritional, positive intention, and breathing techniques to reduce stress. The Anger Cure contains the secrets gleaned over 30 years of nutritional counseling and leading seminars in both the United States and Canada. Kathleen has been the host of her own radio and TV shows in Canada and the U.S., promoting healthy lifestyles, nutrition, and food and cooking. Her motto is, eat right, feel right. It helps all of us to keep on track with a healthy lifestyle. Welcome to the show, Kathleen. How are you today?
Oh, thanks. It's great to be here, Bill, and I am fantastic. How are you?
Well, I am doing terrific today, and I'm so glad to have you on the show, because just driving into the studio today, let me give you one example of anger and rage. I was on the road, and of course, I was following behind a guy who was talking on his mobile phone. And there he was, driving down the freeway, talking on his mobile phone, not using the hands-free, like he's not supposed to. And he cuts off a guy ahead of me, and it creates a problem for me as I'm driving down the road. And of course, I got angry. Now, that was a specific instance, and of course, the one guy driving irrationally caused me to do that. However, anger's everywhere. I suffer with an anger management problem. So you have gone and done the research. You've identified 10 causes, root causes of anger. What are those 10 causes?
Well, and most of them are all nutritional. And let me say that he did not cause anger. You allowed anger to take you over.
Oh, you caught me.
Uh-huh. And that's how I look at it. I like people to be in charge of their lives and to be responsible for what they're doing. So old-fashioned, isn't it?
It is.
But anyway, one of the most important things people can do is eat breakfast within the first half hour of getting up.
In the first half hour? Okay.
In the first half hour, unless you exercise really heavily. But mainly, most people should eat within the first half hour, and here's why. When you go all night without eating, you haven't had any food. Food gives you the energy to function. It's actually called blood sugar. So when you eat food, you get the energy to work and function. When you don't have food, you can't function. And so when you haven't eaten all night, your blood sugar will be so low, it'll be hard to function in the morning. And if you don't eat right away, you'll be tempted to do things that will quickly bring your blood sugar up and cause you to have anger later on. And those things would be caffeine, nicotine, sugar, and things made out of white flour.
Okay. All right. So eat breakfast in the first half hour. So far, I'm with you, though. I eat breakfast pretty much as soon as I get up in the morning.
Right. Well, that's actually the best way to do it.
Okay, good. So what are some other tips or other causes, root causes of anger?
Well, sometimes when a person goes too long without eating, and that's more than 3 or 4 hours for most people, their blood sugar drops. And that causes a stress that signals to your adrenal glands you've had a stress, which starts an adrenal cascade that actually eventually wears out your adrenal glands, for lack of a better way to say it, so that every time something happens that's a little stressor, you have a reaction like something like that. If you didn't stress your adrenal glands by going without eating or having caffeine and nicotine mainly, you wouldn't have those reactions. So that knee-jerk, quick reaction, that anger that floods people and makes them go crazy, that's really something that's caused by their organs and glands being out of balance that starts with improper nutrition.
Interesting, Kathleen, because you mentioned something that we should go 3 to 4, eat every 3 or 4 hours. Now, right. I don't. I'm an early riser, so I'm usually having my breakfast very early in the morning, and then I push through all the way till lunchtime, which
and
is...
And you have coffee and...
No, I don't. I don't drink coffee. I don't smoke. I don't do any of the other vices that you're mentioning.
Good.
However, about the only thing that I have between the time I finish breakfast and the time I eat lunch is water. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And so is that causing me to become angry later in the day, especially late in the afternoon?
Yes, it could be. It could well be. And this is one of the things that's kind of interesting, because caffeine and nicotine can cause it, but so can going without eating. And it doesn't require you to have much. A few almonds, a couple of walnuts, a little piece of cheese maybe, some carrots and celery sticks, some sunflower seeds, just a little something every couple of hours to keep that energy flow stable and constant. Never up, never down.
All right, all right. So something as simple as a handful of almonds could tide me over.
Oh, yes. Oh, absolutely. Of course, they have to be well chewed. And, of course, when something happens to you, you can always practice slow, deep breathing to keep yourself relaxed and prevent the reaction from happening as well.
Mm, yeah, and that's good when you have the circumstances that allow you to do that. That
oh,
is
yeah.
true. Yeah. All right, so don't wait too long before eating, every 3 or 4 hours. What are some other tips or things that we do or unintentionally cause anger later in our day?
Well, a lot of times people have food with preservatives in them and chemicals and what most people in the health food business call frankenfoods, foods that have been totally changed from the way they're supposed to be. And those kinds of chemicals and additives, including what you breathe in and what might be in your water and so forth, those kinds of things can stress your body to the extent that your liver and adrenal glands and pancreas and so on don't function appropriately. And when your glands and organs aren't functioning right, things will happen, like hair trigger anger.
All right. Now, when you say foods with preservatives, so my ding-dongs in the middle afternoon is probably not a good idea. Is that
probably
right?
Probably not, and if I knew what they even were, I'm sure it's bad for you.
Oh, okay. They're chocolate-covered chocolate cakes with a creamy white filling made by Hostess. So.
Well, you know, I think I've actually eaten one of those in the 1950s when I was in grade school.
Oh, that hurts, Kathleen. We're talking to Kathleen O'Bannon, everybody, and she is just zinging me on my nutritional habits here, which is, of course, the root cause of some of the anger and negativity that I've got. She's the author of the book, The Anger Cure. So, all right, Kathleen, if I give up the ho-hos in the middle of the afternoon, what are some other things that I can do that will help balance out my anger and make me a little bit more balanced individual?
A lot of dark green leafy vegetables. The green vegetables, along with all the other fruits and vegetables, contain something called beta-sitosterol, which can feed your immune system and stabilize the strength of your body and your health. It can also lower your cholesterol. And so the dark green leafy vegetables are key. Not only that, but the bitter herbs like romaine lettuce, parsley, watercress, those dandelion greens, those kinds of things can dissolve the fat in your arteries and allow your liver to function more efficiently. Eating beets, well, beets have gotten a bad rap for a long time, but beets are now shown to not only clean the poisons out of your liver, but also to lower your blood pressure.
Uh-oh.
I mean, the lowering your blood pressure with beet juice is relatively new. I mean, the last few weeks they published a report about that.
All right. Now, Kathleen, here's where we get into some problems. Beets may have all the great nutritional value in the world, but I had a very bad experience in the second grade with beets when I was forced to eat all of my beets at the table,
yeah.
And the beets came back, and I have never since had another beet, at least intentionally.
a lot of people have a problem like that because if they eat beets when they're a kid and then they look at their bowel movement later and it's red, they think they're bleeding to death, and it's a real stressful kind of thing. And it's kind of sad that we run our adult lives by decisions we made as children.
Well,
you got to smarten up and come into your adult life.
That is true.
The old things you figured out as a kid,
that
don't mean anything.
As much as that is, it's such a violent reaction. It's an emotional thing, because I remember getting sick over those beets, and it's so deeply ingrained in my emotions, it's hard for me to get over it.
Let me see. Were they pickled beets?
No, they were regular cooked beets. They were out of a can, they were diced, and they were warmed and put on a plate.
Yeah, your mother must have known my mother. It sounds real familiar.
Well, it was the 60s after all, so, you know, that's why.
Yeah.
But, all right, so beets can help. Can you give me some tips? Maybe there are other ways that I can eat beets that would be more helpful for me.
I wish I knew. Well, a lot of times, if you were to put them perhaps raw, grated on top of your salad. So have a salad with grated beets, grated carrots, a few walnuts and almonds in with it, and some olive oil and lemon juice on the top, and lots of dark green leafy vegetables. That would be a good way to have beets. What I used to make in my vegetarian cooking classes was a pie made out of beets and carrots with a whole wheat crust. And it was sweetened, because it was a dessert thing, because they're very sweet. Mm. It was sweetened with just orange juice. And kids loved it. They loved it because it was kind of like eating raspberry pie.
All right, so beets and carrots in a whole wheat crust sweetened with a little bit of orange juice.
Yeah.
Now, just out of curiosity, we're talking to Kathleen O'Bannon. If somebody wanted to find that recipe, is that recipe up on your website, Kathleen?
Probably not. It's way too old.
It's way too old.
Yeah.
Okay.
Another way is to put beets and carrots lightly cooked and diced in with a lemon and olive oil with a little bit of cumin powder in it, and maybe some chopped parsley, and have it as a salad, not just beets by themselves, but in with other things.
All right, I'll try that. I'd be truthful with you. I'm going to have to work my way into that one, Kathleen. All right, can you give us one more quick tip before we have to take a break for a commercial?
Yes, eat every 3 hours, eat small frequent meals, but make sure that your food is alive and vital so that you can be alive and vital.
All right. Now, what do you mean by alive and vital?
Raw, fresh.
Okay. All righty. It's alive and vital. We're talking to Kathleen O'Bannon, everybody. She's the author of the new book, The Anger Cure, a step-by-step program to reduce anger, rage, negativity, violence, and depression in your life. And really what she's teaching us is lead a healthier lifestyle, more balanced in your nutrition, and it leads us to better results in our lives all the way around. Kathleen, we're going to have to take this short break. When we come back, I want to pick it up with some other quick tips, easy things that we can do to lead a more balanced and less rage-filled life. We'll be right back after this short break.
And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
You know, I think your brain produces a chemical that blocks out my voice.
What? Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Frank. You're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura County. And our theme today is contradictions. In the first half hour, we're talking about leading the healthy lifestyle, and my guest is Kathleen O'Bannon. She's a nutritionist, a speaker, author of 7 books. We're talking about her latest book, which is The Anger Cure. And the reason I'm having her on the show is because the truth is Billy the Brain has an anger management problem, and part of it, at least according to Kathleen, is my diet. If I change my diet, I can change some of my results. And before we went away to break, Kathleen, we were talking about things that we can do to reduce the anger, reduce the stress in our lives. And the last tip that you left us with was make sure that our food is alive. Are there any other quick tips, easy things that you can tell us that will make our nutrition a little bit better so we reduce the likelihood of having stress and anger?
Well, one of the most important things that I often say is when you go to the supermarket to shop, just get your food around the outside. Don't go in the middle of where the aisles are.
Oh, now this sounds interesting. Tell me more about this.
Well, that's where the produce department is. That's where the fresh dairy department is. That's where the fresh meat is. Those are the real foods. But what you find in the aisles, for the most part, is something that's been processed, refined, may have chemicals in it, is in a can, so it's been heated up to preserve it. And all of those things destroy the enzymes and make the food almost indigestible. Enzymes are in every food that you eat when they're raw. The enzymes are in there to digest those foods. If you heat the foods up, cook it, process it, and strip it of all the nutritional value. Your body won't be able to digest it as well, and while your body's struggling to digest, how is it going to get any blood to the rest of your body so you can think straight and have a stable energy level?
Interesting. Now, here in California, because I know you also live here in California, we have different supermarkets. We've got the Vons, the Ralphs, the traditional supermarkets that are owned by large supermarket chains. And then we have things like Trader Joe's, Whole Foods, Fresh and Easy, a bunch of these new grocery stores that are coming online. Does your go around the outside of the supermarket rule apply to all grocery stores, or is it more the traditional grocery stores?
Well, I hate to say it, but it's pretty much both.
Oh, wow.
However, in the large chains nowadays, you can find food on the shelves in the middle that are not having chemicals, that are not processed. Almost every company that makes pasta now has a whole wheat or a whole grain pasta. You can find organic soups in some of the aisles. They put them now mixed in with the rest of the food. Mm-hmm. So you really have to read the label and see what's in it. But still, once something's been processed, and as far as being canned or jarred or whatever, there are no enzymes left. And enzymes are absolutely essential for every part of your body to function.
All righty. So make sure that we get the enzymes. I like that. Now, let's take another tack. Let's look at this problem from things that we should avoid eating or avoid doing. So what are some foods that we should avoid eating to help us reduce anger?
Boy, you know, if I don't know what they're called because I don't eat them myself, but a lot of those prepackaged things that have chemicals on them or that have high amounts of sugar, especially the evil one they now consider evil, high fructose corn syrup, those kinds of foods are not really food. I even consider dry cold cereal junk food, so I'm kind of a real purist. Because I figure that food has to be real and in its real state. So the more you can avoid eating things that are prepackaged in every way, the better off you'll be. Now, there's a little limit. If you have no food at all and you have some of those things that go in the microwave that make a pasta dinner that have vegetables on them,
right,
that's better than not eating at all.
Okay.
But it's not as good as making it yourself.
Which brings me to my next point, because I'm not handy around the kitchen at all when it comes to doing these kinds of foods. And yet you're saying eat healthier foods, foods that are alive, as you say, which all requires preparation. And preparation, of course, requires time. And that's the one thing that many of us don't have. So do you have any tips, things that you can tell us how we can eat healthier and yet not have to spend quite so much time in the kitchen slaving over it?
Okay, let me see if I have this right. You don't like yourself enough to care about what you put in your body and to take 5 or 10 minutes to prepare food that'll make you feel vibrant and alive and think well and have a proper lifestyle, and you don't care enough to want to do that? You think your time is more important than your health?
Well, now, if we were in a court of law, Kathleen, the judge would say that is what you call a leading question.
Oh, yeah.
So, all right, I understand what you're saying and the point that you're making here, but realistically, people are strapped for time.
Yeah, and now in most of the supermarkets you can find, and the health food stores, you can find sealed up in little packages or tubs fresh, raw vegetables, all cut up and cleaned and ready to eat. And as long as they are still sealed up and the air hasn't gotten to them, they're still pretty viable. So I would suggest that whatever it is you eat, always include something fresh and raw. It doesn't take much time to pull out a bag of some kind of mixed dark green leafy vegetable lettuces and throw it on a plate and eat that along with the rest of your food.
Very good. All right. What about proteins? Because we've been talking a lot about leafy greens and vegetables and that sort of thing. Are there certain proteins that we need to avoid or certain proteins that help us in our cause?
Ooh, I am a blood type O, so I need to have, in order to be totally healthy and feel vibrant, animal protein. And I used to be a vegetarian, and I can tell you I noticed a huge difference.
Hmm.
However, when people think that chicken is better than beef, they've got the wrong idea.
Really?
Chicken has as many chemicals in it and as much chemical in the food, and they're horribly treated So eating from the grocery store, I mean now, eating chicken is not any better than eating beef, and beef is way better for you because it contains L-carnitine, which actually helps to feed your heart.
Okay. All right. So you now you mentioned something that I found interesting, and I want to come back to it. You mentioned your blood type, and then you said that you had to eat beef. So you're a blood type O. Mm-hmm. How does that relate to the need for meat, the need for proteins?
Well, the blood type O's, according to James D'Adamo, the founder of the blood type system, I used to teach cooking classes for him, he says that blood type A's, for example, should be more vegetarians, should have soy foods, could have a lot more vegetables. But blood type O's need more animal protein. And the animal protein he's talking about is 3 to 4 ounces. That's not very much. That's as big as a deck of cards.
Right.
So small amounts of animal protein and lots of vegetables is the way for most people in America to go as far as being healthy.
All right. Now, in our discussion, we really haven't gotten into vitamins and vitamin supplements and everything else. But in your book, you write that vitamin B is very useful for overcoming rage, anger, depression, and a host of other ailments. How can we quickly identify if we have a vitamin B deficiency?
Well, it's interesting because if you look at your tongue, your lips, and the back of your hand, you can see if you have B vitamin deficiencies.
All right.
For example, if the tip of your tongue is smooth and shiny and bright red,
yes,
it's a B12 deficiency. If you look at your tongue and it looks like there are scallops on the side of your tongue, scallops, that means you have a B5 deficiency and that your tongue is kind of waterlogged and it's swelling against the teeth. If you have canker sores, that's a B3 deficiency.
Okay.
So you can see what I mean. Now, one of the most interesting things is that on your hands, the sign that you're under too much stress and you don't have enough B vitamins, they often call those age or liver spots. Those are a sign that you lack the vitamin B5 or calcium pantothenate. But when you take B vitamins, you need to take a B complex and the extra amount. And it needs to be small, frequent doses because the Bs are heat, water, and light soluble. So if you perspire or if you urinate, which most people do, you lose it.
Oh.
So you have to take them frequently in low doses. For example, if you get cold sores a lot, that could be B6, B2, and B5 deficiency along with lysine. If you have those marks around your top of your lip that looks like you're whistling when you're not, that's a B2 deficiency. If your lips are chapped, that's also B2.
Interesting.
Yeah, and so the B vitamins are now starting to once again come into their own because they used to be called stress vitamins, the B complex.
Right.
And now we're discovering they can help your heart be healthier, they can help to lower your blood pressure, they can help to lower your cholesterol, and also help to avoid stress. And what you want to do is make sure you don't have stress and have your body totally balanced, that's the goal, so that everything will not bother you negatively.
Oh, very good.
No matter what happens to you, you should be calm and stressful and stressless. And let me say, when I get there, I'll let you know.
Okay. We're talking to Kathleen O'Bannon, everybody, author of the book, The Anger Cure, a step-by-step program to reduce anger, rage, negativity, violence, and depression in our lives. We've only got about a minute left, Kathleen. So what are some things, two or three things that we can do on a daily basis just to help us reduce stress and anger in our lives?
Eat breakfast within the first half hour of getting up. Eat every 3 to 4 hours. Avoid caffeine and nicotine, no matter what forms they're in. Have small, frequent meals. Eat lots of raw vegetables. And make sure that you have the B vitamins and calcium and magnesium that your body requires.
Oh, my. Pretty much everything we've been talking about at this point, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, what about relaxation techniques? We haven't really talked about that at all, except in passing. You mentioned if I got into a situation where it was very stressful, take a few minutes to do some deep breathing. What's a relaxation technique that anybody listening to the sound of our voice could implement right now at their desk at work?
And that is to put your hand on your tummy, flat out with the palm against your tummy, right by your just above where your belly button is. That's where you should feel when you're breathing and inhaling. When you inhale the slow, deep breath, your waist will expand, your ribs, lower ribs will expand, your diaphragm, the breathing muscle, will drop down into the floor of your abdominal cavity, and you will fill your lungs with not just oxygen, but the ability to relax. And when you breathe out, you do the same. Squeeze your waist, squeeze your rib, bring your diaphragm up really high and squeeze everything out and get rid of the toxins that can accumulate in your body.
Oh, that is great. Kathleen O'Bannon, you are a wonderful guest. Thank you so much. Just in this short time, we've gotten numerous tips that can make our lives a little bit better, help us reduce stress and anger. We've been talking to Kathleen O'Bannon, everybody. Her latest book, The Anger Cure, a step-by-step program to reduce anger, rage, negativity, violence, and depression in your life. Kathleen, thank you so much for being my guest. We'll talk to you down the road.
Well, thank you, and I hope your brain's good.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it, Kathleen.